be conscious of him. We should be aware of him. And we should protect ourselves from his punishment and his wrath. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. In Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed a very important ayah. Towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. He said, O Muhammad, we reveal to you the stories of the prophets before you to make your heart firm. And then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And also we actually send these stories of the prophets as reminders to the believers, as listens to the believers. And then, if you look at the time when this ayah was revealed, you will find that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going through tremendous hardships. We call this Aam, this year, Aamul Huzn, the year of sadness. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in a desperate need of support of everyone in the early age of Islam, and Muslims were just a small, weak group of people. And at that time, they got this boycott, where basically they were excluded and isolated from the community. No one is allowed to do any business with Muslims. No one is allowed to marry from Muslims at that time. It was such a hard time. And in addition to this, this small group of people putting more pressure on the Prophet. Mata Nasrullah, when is the victory of Allah? We're in a very bad situation right now. What's going on? When this is gonna be, you know, when this is gonna become to an end? And then in addition to this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam lost his, you know, support system. His wife Khadija, radiallahu anha, and his wife Khadija meant a lot to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He just found a comfort in his wife Khadija, a support. And all of a sudden, when he was in desperate need of this support, he lost his wife. And that was the internal support. And the external support was his uncle. He used to defend him, and he used to defend actually the da'wah. He also lost his uncle at that time. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in a situation when he didn't know how there is going to be a way out after this. How is that going to be possible? In addition to all of this, the Quran was not revealed to the Prophet. So he was in a situation where he was very sad. Brothers and sisters, the beauty of Allah sending prophets as human beings like us, because we share some characteristics with these prophets. We feel this sense of belonging. We can actually share some of their feelings. Because they're not angels, they're prophets, they're actually humans. At some point they got sad. At some point they got, you know, excited, they got happy. They share these characteristics like just like us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this, he actually revealed the next surah after Surah Hud, which was Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. Then Allah started to teach Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam a big lesson. And this lesson was about hardships and how to navigate hardships. So Allah in this surah, Surah Yusuf, He actually called this surah one of Ahsan al-Qasas, one of the best of the stories. And for the sake of the time, I can just go over this tremendous situations and incidents that took place in the life of Prophet Yusuf. And Allah was speaking about it with details, with the minor details, to show Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam the path of the righteous and the prophets and what they went through. So he showed him how used to be the childhood of Prophet Yusuf alayhi wasallam. And all of this maliciousness and hatred and anger that his siblings have towards him. And then, since his childhood, is facing tremendous hardships, being thrown in a well, and after that, being in a palace of the king of Egypt, and all of a sudden, from someone from noble family, someone from a prophetic family, Prophet Yusuf's father is Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Yaqub's father is Prophet Ishaq, and Prophet Ishaq's father is Prophet Ibrahim. Great lineage, mashallah. And all of a sudden, he had to be a slave, treated like a slave. In addition to all of this, he now had to face a sexual harassment. And you know, the most difficult thing for people that they have honor and they have great reputation is to accuse them with anything that has to do with morality. And Prophet Yusuf had to deal with this. And the hardships continue. Allah in Surah Yusuf, again, like the ayah I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah, Allah showing Prophet Yusuf's story for Prophet Muhammad to make his faith firm and for all of us to take it as a reminder. Then now he had to be thrown in jail. And if you ask anyone in prison, the ones who suffer the most are those who are not guilty of anything. They're totally innocent and they had to pay for something that they did not do. And that was exactly the situation of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. And then after all of this journey of hardships and tribulations and difficult times that Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam went through, Allah has showed him light at the end of the tunnel. Allah has showed him the way out. Now, Allah has made his way to the palace. Allah has given him this high post in Egypt at that time, the minister of finance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in such high position fi dunya wal akhirah. And then Allah is, you know, revealing these ayahs that talk about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then finally, after this, the year of sadness, Allah revealed Surah Ad-Duha. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. You know what Ad-Duha means? Ad-Duha is the light, the first light of the morning that breaks the darkness of the night. Because when we go through these hardships, through these difficult times, we don't see a way out. Everything is dark. But the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that there is going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. That's the promise. And so there are some lessons that we should glean from the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam and Aam al-Huzn with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number one is, everyone is tested. Everyone in this room, every single one in this room is going through something. Going through a hardship, going through a difficult time. And so, when we go through that, we have to acknowledge something very important. Because some people beat up themselves and think that this is really a sign of weakness of Iman. Allah is punishing me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making me going through this. Maybe loss of wealth, or health, or a child. Family issue. It could be in any form of shape. And sometimes we beat up ourselves and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with us. And the result of this, sometimes we lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what Allah wants to see from us in this difficult time is that we show gratitude to Him. We accept it. We get patient with these difficult times. And how to get patient? You never say, why me? Why should I go through all of this? Why should I face all of that? If you don't question yourself with this, you are among those who are sabirin. And of course, it's not a weakness of iman, because we just mentioned that the prophets and the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went through the same thing. They went through these difficult times. Number two, which is very important, I'll end up my first khutbah, inshallah, my first half khutbah, inshallah, with this, is that if there are no hardships, there is no development. No hardships, no development. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, from this naive child who wanted to tell his siblings about the dream, to now the minister of finance and the prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had to go through all of this to be fully developed to be the minister of finance. So let's think about it this way. Allah has put these hardships for us to develop and to grow. The last point, insha'Allah ta'ala, part of our anxiety and depression, when we get into social media, Instagram, Facebook, is that we look at people's lives and we feel this, you know, inadequacy of our lives and our the way we look. We feel that we're not enough. Why people are having so much, you know, so much goodness? They, mashallah, have fancy life, fancy cars. And we look at these bloggers, and we look at these, you know, these TikTok, you know, activists, and we look at these famous people. We look at these rappers, and all of this Lamborghini they had, and all of these temptations they had, and we think this is really the life that they live, and we think that they're not tested from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and we look at ourselves, and we feel insufficient. The lesson from the story of Prophet Yusuf that Allah wants to tell us, that every single one on this planet will face hardships. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. No matter what circumstances you have, no matter who you are, at the end of the day, you have to go through this nature of life. And the difference between the Muslimin and the others, that we understand that this has a divine wisdom behind it, and we believe in it, and we go through it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who understand the divine wisdom behind the hardships. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are sabireen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، وأقم الصلاة.